Blake Masters, Big Tech Counterterrorism Org Focus on Far-Right is Obviously a Ploy to Target Republicans. By Joshua Kaplan on August 2, 2021. Appearing recently on The Morning Ritual with Garrett Lewis, Republican Arizona Senate candidate Blake Masters warned that big tech companies expanding their cooperation on counterterrorism efforts targeting domestic right-wing organizations is obviously a ploy to target Republicans. Listen from 1050. Garrett Lewis, there was a Reuters story that came out that there's a counter-terror organization formed by some of the biggest American companies, including Facebook and Microsoft, and they are significantly expanding the types of extremist content shared between firms in a key database. They want to crack down on material on what they call white supremacist and far-right militias. Now you have again Facebook and Microsoft teaming up again with the government with counter-terrorism against Americans, who are probably just conservative and have views that don't align with the people that run Facebook and Microsoft. Blake Masters, I made a comment when this came out and it was, come on guys, this is an obvious pretext dissent, this is an excuse to suppress dissent. They try to make this a white supremacist thing so they can be able to do what they want. Obviously, we shouldn't have white supremacist speech on these platforms. They want to make this database and rip them off. But here's the problem. If you could trust the left, if you could these institutions, that would be fine. I don't want white supremacists on Facebook either, all 5,000 in the United States. They have no power, they're pathetic. Here's the problem, you'll be shocked at what the left considers white supremacists just 1 year from now or 2 years from now. This is obviously a ploy to target conservatives, to target Republicans. Any right-of-center view is seen by left-wing activists as retrograde, dangerous, evil, and racist. Blake Masters previously appeared on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily for an interview with host Alex Marlowe in which he called for the big tech giants to be regulated like public utilities.